Welcome to Change Surfer Radio. I'm Dr. J. For the next half hour, keep your mind open and your radio tuned to the left as we present a sexy high-tech vision of a radically democratic future. Today you'll be listening to the first half of an interview with Wesley J. Smith on transhumanism and bioethics. The second half of the interview can be heard at changesurfer.com. I'm speaking today with Wesley Smith. Wesley is a former co-author with Ralph Nader of four books. He wrote with Ralph No Contest, Corporate Lawyers, and the Perversion of Justice in America. He's also the author of The Culture of Death, The Assault on Medical Ethics in America, and the book Forced Exit, The Slippery Slope from Assisted Suicide to Legalized Murder. And one of the things that brings Wesley on the show today is that he actually addressed some of my writings after having interviewed me in an article in the National Review called The Transhumanists, The Next Great Threat to Human Dignity. So when someone deigns that I may be the next great threat to human dignity, they definitely deserve a voice on the show. Welcome, Mr. Smith.
Thanks, Jim. Please call me Wesley.
Okay. Wesley, you have been very involved in the anti-euthanasia and assisted suicide movement. What led you to be interested and concerned about the movement towards assisted suicide?
It was interesting. I was working very happily with Ralph Nader and co-authoring books with him, and I had a friend who I later found out was a Hemlock Society member who had more or less befriended me. She was an elderly woman. When I wrote a book called The Lawyer Book, A Nuts and Bolts Guide to Client Survival, which began my writing career, which was how to work with a lawyer and not get screwed, to put it bluntly. And she invited me to speak to her library association, which I happily did, and then somehow, I don't quite recall how, she became transitioned from somebody who wanted me to speak to becoming a personal friend, and she became a personal friend of my mother because they were the same age. And almost as soon as I started being her friend as opposed to the author, she started talking about her future deliverance and her gentle landing and using language like that, talking about how she had her hoard of pills. And I was always rather stunned by that concept. And she and I would go round and round about this idea. And Frances was a very depressed woman. Her husband had left her for a younger woman. He had subsequently gotten Alzheimer's disease. She had very difficult problems with her children that I won't go into. And she'd get suicidal, and then her friends, me among them, and I certainly wasn't her closest friend, would hold interventions. Just as one example, she was ready to kill herself, and then her husband, through his new wife, cut off her alimony. Well, if you really want to die, who cares, right? Well, suddenly the suicide was off, and Frances was off to court on a full head of steam to get her alimony back. And it struck me that what Frances was really desperately looking for was a reason to keep on going. But eventually, she did kill herself, put a plastic bag over her head, and took drugs. And I was very upset and disturbed by this. She was not terminally ill. She needed a hip replacement. She had been diagnosed with leukemia, but it was treatable. She had some other issues, a nerve condition that was painful, but she wouldn't take her pain medication. And so I asked her exactly.